To ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, well, well. In this day and age of sports, you finally win another green jacket. 14 years since the last Masters for Tiger Woods. 11 since his last major. And there he is, Dirty Media member.
I really haven't thought about that yet. I'm sure that I'll probably think of that, you know, going down the road. Maybe not, but right now it's a little soon. I'm just enjoying 15.
That's right. Asking if he's chasing Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major wins. Can the man win for 5 minutes after? Look, I get it. It's a question you have to win. I mean, you have to ask. I understand it. Gus Kattengill, Brian Bieniemy joining you here. It's the Sports Hangover on this absolutely gorgeous Monday, April 15th, tax day. In case you don't know by now, and you should.
I'm still upset that I had to pay.
Dude, the only reason I think I'm not paying is because I got a kid.
Yeah, well, you know, the wife does the thing with the kid, but I mean, for me, I'm just upset. I'm like, this is new for me.
Yeah, well, you know, this is how it works. Remember.
Sick of this.
Yeah, well, now you know why there's two sides of the aisle, don't you?
Goodness. I mean,
that's what I've always said. There's a lot of things I'm on one side of the aisle, man. Don't tell me what to do, who to marry, to do whatever's fine. But there's definitely one side of the aisle I'm always against. I always will be. Stop taking my money.
Yeah, you know what? I think anybody that simply votes one way or the other simply because, well, you know, I mean, like, dude, vote with your wallet.
It's very simple. Yeah. You know, just the more I can keep out of that, the better for me because I kind of feel it's five different ways now. You're right. You get it on payday, your tax. Then at the end of the year, your tax. When you die, your tax. If somebody leaves you some money, your tax. If I win the lottery, I'm tax.
I'm sick of this.
Yeah, if I technically won something, little change, and I'm like, you know what, for all your contributions we're going on, is it 10 years? Yeah, this year will be 10 years.
Correct.
January, I'm like, okay, well, here's $1 million. Let's say I won the lottery.
Yeah.
I'll give you a mil. I'll give you $100,000. Give you $1,000.
Yeah.
You have to pay taxes on that
because
it's a gift.
I do.
But it's a gift. No, too bad.
Yeah,
Price is right. You win. Tax guy.
They want to tax everything.
Yeah, everything's taxed.
You buy a car, you tax on it.
Did they have a tea party because of taxes?
You know what?
Maybe we need
a new tea party.
Maybe we have a new little Long Island tea party.
There we go.
At ESPN Radio NOLA, 800-998-1003. That's the Twitter and phone number. Yes. Sometimes the may not be getting the reception. We get it. We're aware of it. We're doing our best. Hopefully.
50 more feet.
Everything by the end of this week will be. I keep trying to say, you have been trying to replace 300 feet of steel structure. How tall is the Statue of Liberty?
It's
tall.
It's 500?
Is it that tall?
Is it? I don't know. I think it's 5. I could be mistaken on that.
500 feet?
You know, she is standing there with her arm raised up. I hope she uses deodorant.
305 feet.
305?
You're right. How'd you know that?
I don't know. Phone a friend.
I mean, like you knew that immediately when I said that. Point is, okay, so think of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that's what we're replacing.
Yeah, that's I mean, and there's electricity in it, so you have to have the right weather, high winds, rain, not conducive to replacing a steel structure. Trust us, no one wants it done quicker than us. TuneIn Radio app is the way to listen. Brian?
It's also another app I want you guys to try, just in case. It's called the Simple Radio app.
Okay.
Type that into your app and see if you have it, your app store, see if you have it, but it also works pretty well. Even when TuneIn, you know, has their little problems.
Because you drive.
Correct.
And you spend months, weeks sometimes away from here.
Correct.
And you get, so you can still listen to us. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And I get it's
love
convenience. I know you want to get in your car. Trust us, no one wants it fixed quicker. I promise.
That auxiliary outlet, guys. Auxiliary outlet.
Just plug it into the USB. Mike Greenberg on Get Up. I really honestly feel you have to say the name.
You
like
always
that.
Do.
Because say the name of the show.
Mike Greenberg on Get Up.
See?
Yeah, that doesn't have the same.
I mean, if you're saying get up, it's like when you, I mean, cause I guess when you walk in the room, like when I look at Carver, I don't really go, get up! Cause then it might startle him, but.
Right.
You know.
Cause you startled me just now when you said it.
Did I really?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, there's an exclamation mark after it. I'm a professional reader. If there's an exclamation mark after it, how should you say it then?
You say it with a little enthusiasm.
Exactly. If it was just get up with a period, it's just get up. But I see get up with an exclamation mark, so it's get up!
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say it that way.
Do it. Just do it once.
All right. Mike Greenberg on get up!
See?
Wow.
See how much better that sounds? Exactly. So what he had to say this morning on Tiger's win.
In two words, the masterpiece of accomplishment and emotion that Tiger Woods created this weekend, which culminated in what was surely among the most consequential victories in the history of his or maybe any sport. I could sit here and tell you it was the longest span between Masters wins ever, that he now has more jackets than Palmer and only one fewer than Nicklaus, that he's now just one behind Snead for the most tour wins ever, and that the chase for Jack's 18 is back and better than ever. But none of those seem important enough. Because those are all about sports. Yesterday felt like it was about a lot more than that. Tiger Woods has been so famous for so long, for so many reasons, it's hard to keep track of them all. Consider that when Tiger won his first Masters, Tom Brady was the backup quarterback at Michigan. George W. Bush was the governor of Texas, and the iPhone was 10 years away from being invented. He was LeBron 10 years before LeBron. He was Zion 20 years before Zion. He also brought people to the game of golf who would never otherwise have been interested, at least in part, because they had never been made to feel welcome. When he cried for his father, we cried with him. When he played the game better than anyone ever had before, it took our breath away. And then, he didn't just fall, he plummeted. He didn't just get hurt, he looked like he'd never walk without pain again. He didn't just slip. 2 years ago this week, he was ranked 780th in the world. And then, just when we had all given up and resigned ourselves to moving on, he came back. And he brought with him not just the past, but an entirely new present, one with a little easier smile on his face. He was still larger than life, but now he seemed so much more human. And then he won, and he lifted his son into his arms. And the image of a man and his son in triumph on the 18th green at the most famous golf course in the world came full circle. And it was the same, and it was different. And it was somehow better than it had ever been. And so perhaps all I can tell you is that in all the years I've been watching sports, which means all the years of my life, I have never seen anything quite like this weekend. And I'm pretty darn sure I will never see anything like it again. How does one...
I mean, just think of what he just said there.
That was very well done.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's just, look, we're just sitting here... Winning the tournament, I hear you. Yeah. It's just everything that got to that point. You know, he said something yesterday on one of the highlights we're watching with Van Pelt, my wife sitting on the couch, and he said that his goal was just to get to this point and work. And he said preparation for the Masters started 6 months ago to just get the right mindset, mental mindset, physical mindset, to know I can go out there and compete, to know when there's trouble, just, hey, just take it to the court. And you saw him on 18.
Oh, yeah.
He played it smart. But you can just I want people to think about that. And because Anna said it, who, you know, she lives with the sports guy, but she's not me. She said, that's incredible. She said, imagine working 6 months for 1 week.
Right.
Of your life.
Right. That's incredible when you think of it that way.
That's a lot that goes into that. You know, and again, it's as he, look, I pull my back out every now and then. I'm sore when you do, you know, obviously, yeah. Guarding. But I have a father-in-law that's had multiple back surgeries. My mom's had back surgery. My best friend Donald's had back surgery. I've seen it. And when I hear fusing of the back, it's what my father-in-law just had. He's having trouble still.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And he's playing golf. If you've ever played golf.
Oh, you, I mean,
the torque on your back, I mean, just think of the swing itself, the strain it puts on your obliques and your muscles on your back. It's incredible. And he didn't just go out there and play, because you saw when he tried to do some comebacks. He didn't make cuts.
No, he couldn't.
Looked terrible.
There were people thinking he'd never even play again, much less win again.
We've had this argument before, and a couple of other people have had it, when it's LeBron versus Magic. I mean, versus Michael. Well, they say, well, look at the bums that Michael's played as opposed to what LeBron's played.
Right.
Yesterday.
That was the best of the best.
He was, and they were all in the leaderboard.
Yes. That was a dog fight. It wasn't like, what impressed me the most is he kind of just gradually just kind of made his way. Mm-hmm. And I remember you having on your golf expert I believe it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he came on. He said, well, the one thing Tiger doesn't want to do is try to jump out early, get himself in trouble, and put a lot of pressure on himself. And it seems as if when he came out, he kind of came out early trying to put the pressure on himself. And then something happened and he clicked. He was like, you know what? I got this. Let me take my time. Everything changed from that point on. And then I think he shoots a 68 four-under or something like that afterwards.
Look, and it's just incredible. You had some guys hit into the water. You had Brooks Koepka miss some very makeable par and birdie putts. I mean, it opened the door, but that's the thing.
He hit bunker twice, I believe, on it, like on 17.
His ability, and that's what I'm going to talk to Robert about at 215, his ability to salvage
salvage par
or birdie is incredible to me. Because this just in,
like it.
Tiger Woods can't drive for anything.
No, he can't drive the ball. For I mean, he doesn't even look at his driver.
No, I mean, it's incredible. Like, the fact that on 17, 18, actually 18 was a little close.
I think 18 is about 8.
17 was his best, you know, drive. Yeah. But, no, he doesn't hit it down the middle. This guy hits trees, pine cones, bunkers. But it's his second shot that's ridiculous.
It's amazing
to me.
His recovery ability.
You saw Molinari hit, you know, a pine cone.
Yeah.
You know, after he hit it in the water. I mean, this guy will just, he's me. He's me on the drive. Whink. Oh, boy. Hold on. Hey, four.
Watch yourself.
And
it's
then
coming.
On the second one, he puts it on the green. You're like, what are you doing?
It's almost like he does it on purpose just to be like, hey, watch this.
If he would hit the fairways, man, I mean, he would be unbeatable. Because his recovery shots, it's sick. It doesn't make any sense. This is Tiger and the injuries.
Well, I was very fortunate to be given another chance to do something that I love to do. But more importantly, I've been able to participate in my kids' lives in a way that I couldn't do for a number of years. You know, they're a lot more active than I am, and I'm a little competitive myself. And so I try and keep up, and I tried to do that for a number of years, and I just couldn't do it. But now I'm starting to do it and starting to be able to play with them and do things in their sports, and it's something that I had always missed. I always felt I could do pretty much anything physically. But then for a while there, I just couldn't even walk. So now I'm able to play golf again and do it at an elite level again.
And again, you hear him say that priorities change and a lot of things make it motivating factors. And man, I'm telling you, seeing your son run up to him.
Oh, man, that was a.
He's never seen him win.
No.
He's never seen him win a major. He's
no.
Never seen him.
And it kind of happened in almost the same spot that he hugged his dad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have that flashback, I think somebody did a side-by-side of it to where you have Tiger and his dad when he first wins it, and then this last one in which he has his son. That's a powerful moment, man.
It is, man. It's, look, Eddie, and I said this as we go to break to Anna last night when they show that in slow-mo. I'm like, he doesn't got to understand it or appreciate it.
No, he doesn't.
Tiger does, because he will always look at that photo or that video of them walking off the green, going to the clubhouse with him by his side.
Correct.
Like, he doesn't get that yet. He doesn't understand it. To him, he's just walking next to his dad. He's probably taken aback by the amount of people that are cheering and yelling.
Right.
He doesn't get it. But that was one of the more magical moments that I can, like, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about, because I couldn't imagine if I ever accomplished a feat like that, to have my son next to me, walking with me to the clubhouse to fill up my scorecard after I just won the match. Because let me tell you something. He's 115.
Yes.
There is no question that's probably the one that means the most to him.
No doubt.
Because he had to come back to do it.
Here's the crazy thing. The mental hurdle is gone now about him winning a major.
Yeah.
All of the questions about can he ever win another major, that's gone. And, oh, by the way, what's up next? Bethpage Black, somewhere where he consistently wins.
Here's the other thing, too, and you saw it with the other golfers, and you saw a lot of the
guys. Oh, yeah, a lot of guys stay around.
As the wars were going on, they were like, oh, boy.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
The Tiger roar is back.
Well, not just that. Remember, one of his advantages was this belief, uh-oh, Tiger's coming. And it freaked other golfers out.
Oh, no question. I think it happened a little bit yesterday, too.
It did. Sports Hangover continues. We come back. Also, we'll touch on this. If you want to chime in, 800-998-1003. Did you watch? I want to know if you watched. Did you actually see, yesterday? Again, as I said, I was, you know, doing my best to be a dad. We had to go pick out his Easter outfit and... But I had my phone on. At least my wife knew better than to say, are you really watching? You know, she understood the app was rolling and I was watching. So, cause she was watching. But that's my point, is that I know I wasn't the only one that was watching somehow, some way, shape, or form. Now, we didn't even have that technology when Michael played and all
that.
I get it, but it'll be interesting to kind of get into it. I want your opinion on that. Plus, we'll talk a little Pels. We got a lot to get into. We haven't even got to Cam Jordan's beef with Akeem Hicks, which I love. I don't know if it's beef. I think it's a little back and forth.
Oh, or the NBA playoffs. I haven't really talked about that at all yet.
Yeah, we got way too much to get into. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. And if it is-
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Wow. Tough to see as the Notre Dame Cathedral, in case you're just tuning in, fire is engulfed it in the spire. As I would say, what, the two, not columns, but the two square structures on the opposite end is probably as recognizable.
Yeah, right.
As the spire of the famed church in Paris. Flames and fires engulfed it in the spires come down. And it's startling imagery and video that you're seeing now. It's fires kind of engulfed the entire church. CBS News reporting that the fire may have started from work related to a $6.8 million renovation project. Has not been confirmed, but because if you look at the video and pictures right now, you see scaffolding around it.
Correct.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, things like that just don't catch fire. I mean, so.
My hope was that it wasn't an act of terrorism. That was the first thing that popped in my head.
That I agree, 100%. Because of the mosque shooting.
Correct.
That happened a couple weeks ago. That's the first thing that popped in my head. And unfortunately, when you see historical sites or things of that nature, you start thinking, was it intentionally set? But when I see scaffolding, I'm thinking, oh, somebody had a bad accident.
And, I mean, unfortunately, you can't recreate history.
No, you can rebuild it, but it's...
It's not the same.
It's not going to be the same. No. And again, by the fire that I'm seeing right now, you're...
I mean, I know people here in New Orleans kind of get all up in arms when, you know, they decide they're going to tear up the sidewalk. And we're talking about, what, 300 years old. These buildings are 3,000 and 4,000 years old.
The other thing, too, to think about, too, that just kind of, you know... startling is you hope there's a blueprint somewhere. I mean, I don't know, like, how did they build it? What exactly did it look like? That's to your point. I mean, I was it 12 bricks, then, you know, you had a column, you know, I just to the exact way it was built,
right?
You know, I don't know,
can't duplicate that.
I just,
I mean, even the paintings, I mean, we're talking about, like, let's say Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. If that ever burns, You can't recreate. Yeah. Michelangelo's not coming back to repaint that for
like
you.
Like the ceiling of the Vatican.
Correct.
You know, somebody dropped, you know, or that ceiling collapsed.
You can't recreate that.
You can't. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. No, LeBron, you want to give a shout out right quick to somebody finally?
Yeah, my man Uber Eric, man. You know, he can hear us really, really well right now. So I'm glad you can hear us, Eric. Appreciate it, brother. Always enjoy the fact that you're a loyal listener.
It was fun to fight. You were there when we met him, right?
Yeah, he came
on Thursday over at Vinny's. We'll be there again this Thursday. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we'll be at Clayton Mobile Homes. Looking forward to it over there in Houma area.
Would you buy me one?
Let me tell you something. I'm being dead serious. Have you seen how they are now?
Yes. They're like
a house.
Like a legit regular house.
They build it to your specifications. And like you open the door and you walk in. If you didn't know,
it got trucked over there. Correct.
Because they can set it to where it's built in. Like once it's not like on wheels or anything like that. And I mean, you have the plumbing out. It all comes and it's your color, your specification. What kind of kitchen you want? You want an island open floor plan? It's incredible.
They are amazing, you can design it.
And look, I ain't got to tell you around these parts. Buying a house ain't cheap.
And you ain't getting a lot of house for your money, by the way.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're actually looking to invest in a home and you have
really
some land,
cool,
that's a really good way to
Wednesday.
Go. Yeah. I'll probably go into Memphis, but if I'm still here, I'll be with you. Because I'm not trying to sell you one. You sure?
When you walk in, you might be like, well, all right, you know.
Well, you know, I do know. I've heard the commercial many times. They take any form of income you have.
It might work. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, like,
I could do.
My mind gets going. Like, how would I design something? What kind of colors? What do I want? And how would it differ from my wife's?
Yeah. Well, my wife definitely wants to do a custom house,
right.
And I'm more of a turnkey type of guy. So we're kind of, you know, in that back and forth.
I want to do custom to where it's being done and then it's turkey in terms of like I walk in.
Yeah. Not me. No. Everything I want, let me go and get that wire there. I don't want to have to put anything
in. Well, that's what I'm getting at. That's to me, when I say custom, I'm talking about we're sitting down and it's pre-wire the ceilings. I want speakers in there. I want the lights. And then you tell me when it's done, I'll come in.
I'm more of a, what, Eastover? Yeah, let me go move in because I already know the house that I want is already designed and built the way I want.
Well, that's a good bet.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Yeah, I got you. We got plenty to get into here. Again, we touched on a little bit the ESPN ABC high-rated local markets, 2018-19. New Orleans was one. Oklahoma City was the first NBA team. Norfolk was one. New Orleans was three, rather.
Three, yeah.
And Norfolk was one. And people were like, well, how's Norfolk? I'm like, military base. You have a lot. Plus, Wizards, I mean, it's a Washington area.
Yeah, the DMV area.
When you see that, I was so glad because, you know, you and I have fought the fight
the last several years.
And hearing other places in the market, you know, no one cares about basketball. And us fighting it, saying, look, you have a part of the community that you're not even addressing or talking to.
Right.
And it wasn't that the Jazz left because it wasn't supported. The guy just wanted to leave.
Yeah.
He left.
He wanted out.
And when it's come back, now you have like, you know, your daughter, my son, they don't know any different.
No, they know a basketball team is in
like
the city.
You know, I have pictures of him in Pelican stuff.
Same.
He doesn't know any different. So, and I said before, 2002, 2003, you now have 20-year-olds.
Grew up knowing as a basketball team in the
city.
That's
all they know.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible to look at it from that perspective. And when you think of what this season has been.
To say you're still number three, with Anthony Davis basically saying that's all, folks.
Yeah.
Of course you have, you know, the situation to where the team they got off to the hot start, but injuries hit Elfrid Payton and then Nico and then Drulius. And I mean, it's just one after another.
Well,
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
What's key is the Pelicans Twitter site and social media platforms even retweeted that. So look, the message that we were saying earlier in the show has gotten to Gail Benson.
No doubt.
One way, shape, or form. And it's why I laugh when people call me and go, so is she ever going to sell again? A, I'm going to ask you to name women that have that kind of power and clout and gravitas, and more important, just club members. Not very many have multiple professional franchises.
No, I believe the list is very short.
Yeah, exactly.
One or two.
And you and I text during the owners' meetings when she said that she saw herself as an ambassador to the assets that these teams are to the city.
Correct.
It's something that was very interesting. A guest last week brought up, I forgot who it was, that said, we've forgotten that the leagues award these cities the franchise. Whether through expansion or what have you. And sometimes these owners forget that.
Oh, yeah, no question.
They think it's theirs, only theirs, and only theirs, and for the benefit. And I, there was something that really stood out to me. The NFL awarded New Orleans, an NFL franchise, anyone look for ownership.
They only have 32.
Right? And it's crazy when you think about it, because it's true. Like, you almost wonder, and I understand it, I guess, if certain markets and things happen where it's not sustainable, maybe the league should do that. But I'm surprised that the league hasn't put in, look, we award a city, then you find ownership in that city to make it work if you're not making it work as an owner. You know what I'm saying? Because you look at San Diego, and it's just shameful. You go there, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, they love their football and stuff. Owner just couldn't get a stadium bought through taxpayer money, and he shouldn't have to. You're a billionaire owner.
Yeah, I mean, find a way.
Yeah, I mean, make it happen. You know, now you can say, yes, that the city kind of makes some off of that, but look, you look here, ownership gets anything and everything that happens in that. So they got a sweetheart deal. So I liked hearing that, because for the most part, anything that happens in those two buildings is theirs. Concessions, ticket sales, all that.
What I like most about it is the idea that because you have those professional franchises, the Pelicans and the Saints, it brings other entities that want to come to New Orleans now. WrestleMania is not coming down here if the Saints and the Pelicans aren't there. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at the NCAA tournament, the Sugar Bowl. They're not coming if you don't have a sustainable program to say, you know what, we can host a sports event here and on a major scale. They're not coming if you can't do it. And with New Orleans, always great that you don't really have to drive anywhere.
Again, we talked with Paul last week about that WrestleMania event that happened, and 2 hours to get on the train to get home afterwards? That's ridiculous.
I was at the WrestleMania in New Orleans.
Yeah, it takes 15 minutes.
It was nothing.
Look, when Mania was here last, I met my buddy Josh, and apparently it's what you do. You go to the quarter, and you tailgate all day.
Yeah,
I'm watching people hold wrestling matches in the middle of Bourbon Street, like on the concrete. I'm like, y'all are nuts, right?
Oh, it's insanity.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then around 5 o'clock or like 4:30, you just hear, let's go. It's time to go.
Everybody mass, the mass exit just happens.
You just walk through St. Charles, because Bourbon goes into St. Charles, get to Poitras, you hook a right, and it was like a Saints game all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I looked at my watch. It was 15 to 17 minutes till we got to the gate.
Easy.
Walk.
The guy who
it's not
notoriously.
Anyone can do that.
He went viral after the Undertaker loses and Brock Lesnar beats him and breaks the streak. That guy. Yeah. I'm literally walking to the dome right next to that guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in order for me to see him, I was like, wait, that was kind of cool. So you get to relive that moment. That doesn't happen if you don't have the Saints and Pelicans here.
No, no doubt about it. So it is interesting. I'm excited coming May 14th to see where the Pels will go. Brian, in 15 minutes, let's go over the NBA playoffs, the 4-game Saturday, the 4-game Sunday. I'm going to be real quick and easy
with this.
I'm going to give you the game, and we'll get, what was the highlight or the thing that you take from that game. Two games tonight, Nets and 76ers, Clippers and Warriors. When we come back, though, we haven't addressed this. When the Pels build here, what are you looking for? I've been saying this, but I haven't had a chance to really get your opinion on it. Are you looking for a playmaker? Are you looking for a face? And where is that coming from? Is that coming from the lottery? Is that coming from the trade from Anthony Davis? David Griffin, the new guy in charge of Pelicans basketball, however the official title is going to come out and be, right?
Yeah.
Real easy. He, world is hers, really.
Yeah, you got it all.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen. So we'll do that coming up at 2:15. Robert Emmett, we'll talk a little bit more about what Tiger did with this golf game, and really just how remarkable some of the shots that were made. Look, the putt on 9 was ridiculous. I mean, it was like 40-something feet away.
I actually thought he was going to hit that same putt on 18.
Yeah, it was incredible. Sports Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, head to Macy's right now for 25% off Nike gear for the entire family. Get motivated with great prices on graphic tees, leggings, shorts, and more warm weather must-haves from Nike. Plus, you'll also get 25% savings on Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas styles for women, men, and kids, too. So no matter what spring has in store, Macy's has unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Refresh your active style today with 25% off Nike, Under Armour, Champion, and Adidas for the whole family at Macy's and Macy's.com.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pontalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Absolutely heartbreaking looking at the video and pictures of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The spire has come down and... Brian, I'm having trouble seeing how this doesn't go all the way to the ground.
I think it is, man. I don't think they can control it at this point. I mean,
well,
what I'm more afraid of now is the embers and everything getting on another building and starting another fire.
No. Heartbreaking when you look at it that way, for sure, with all the different history. Gus Kattengill, Brian Bienemy with you. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour number two. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with Robert Emmerich. Okay, fine. I said we're going to talk Pels. We'll. 60 seconds. The big NFL news is today, April 15th.
Yes.
Obviously, it's tax day. It's also deadline day for Seattle. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks, has set to get a new contract extension with the team. Final year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, after that, I don't want to deal with it. You can understand it. Drew Brees has said this as well.
No doubt.
Now, he said the start of the season.
Correct.
And Mickey Loomis and the Saints made him wait until game week of week one.
with the
second deal. I saw Deuce Windham of The Athletic throw this out there, and maybe we'll tackle this on tomorrow. First round, third round for Russell Wilson next year. Would you do that? And Alvin Kamara for Russell Wilson.
That's the problem I had when I saw it. I get it. You're getting a top flight quarterback, and many people assume you can replace an Alvin Kamara. I don't want to see it because I think the reason why you want to bring in a guy like Russell Wilson is so you can pair him with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. I don't think you want to get rid of that dynamic. So I don't like the idea. I think even if it took two first round picks, you do two first round picks. Pretty much Seattle could almost write me a blank check and ask me for who they want outside of Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Those two guys are untouchable.
Feeling that way too here as well. And I get it. I know what Deuce is saying here, and I saw him going back and forth with people saying, yeah, okay, Alvin Kamara, can you win some games? Russell Wilson, can you win your Super Bowl? But I think Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl as well.
When he had a good running game.
Good defense. Yes. You had players around him. I do think a quarterback can elevate people around.
Correct.
I guess the decision would be, is he the type of quarterback that can do what Drew Brees did and elevate a lot of people around?
I think in Sean Payton's offense, I think you can't have a better second option, or I guess an heir apparent, if you will,
right,
to Drew Brees than Russell Wilson.
First and third with Alvin Kamara.
You're not getting Alvin Kamara with the first and the third. Now, if you want to say two first round picks, you want to say two first
but
and two thirds.
I look at it like this, right? And again, maybe I'm high on that player for no reason. I get it. But let me see what Teddy can do.
I like that idea.
And keep my draft picks in order to help build him. I can get him a good line, good weapons around him, and keep my defense good. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, because I had this discussion this weekend with one of my guys over the weekend. It's like, I don't get the Teddy Bridgewater thing. What has he done? I'm like, people forgot he took a team to the playoffs.
He was the rookie of the year as well.
You know, he's not a terrible quarterback.
Let's just keep it honest here. If Teddy Bridgewater doesn't trip coming from under center with the weapons the Saints should have and the offensive line they should have, you can be a game manager and still win 10 games with the Saints. You should be able to. Now, can he win you a Super Bowl? That part is still, you know, to be determined. But, I mean, Breeze only has one. Aaron Rodgers only has one.
And again, if you're going to say that he can't, what's to say he can't?
Exactly. It goes both ways. But I think when we're talking about who would I rather have, I'd rather have a 30-year-old Russell Wilson than a 26-year-old Teddy Bridgewater. Well, that's just me.
I'll say this, right? You definitely do have one thing that you got to keep in mind here.
Money?
Well, yes. But also, if you're going to trust Sean Payton's evaluation of players every other day of the week, at the most important position on the team.
Yes.
Shouldn't you go, well, they obviously think highly of him to give up a draft pick this year and bring him back and pay him the highest amount as a backup this year?
No. I don't. And there's only one reason. I know Sean Payton can scout a wide receiver in his backyard. I know Sean Payton can find offensive linemen out of nowhere. He showed me that with Jonathan Sinscombe, who he didn't draft, but he kind of molded. And then he did it with Zach Strief.
Right.
And now I see it with Ryan Ramczyk. I know he can pick those guys. I know he can find a running back, you know, off the street. That I know. I have not seen Sean Payton develop a quarterback. I haven't seen it. So can I trust his ability to do so? I'm pretty sure he's a great, brilliant offensive mind. Eventually he'll do so. But now, if I had the choice, give me somebody proven.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When I mean trust in him, meaning that they've shown you by making the moves and paying him that he thinks he's good.
I think they believe in Teddy Bridgewater. No
right,
question.
That's what I mean.
I think Sean has definitely went on record as saying, I believe in Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
However, I believe I can fly. Doesn't mean I'm about to jump off a building.
No, look, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be proven and shown. I get that.
I'm also
going to say that how many people out there when the Saints went for Drew Brees were going, oh, that's it. They're going to be a team to contend with for the next 15 years.
Nobody. They got Brees when he was, you know, walking around with the chicken wing.
Now,
and
I understand
Reggie Bush was
it's two
guy.
Completely different, or is it?
No, it's kind of very similar.
Yeah, exactly right.
Kind of very similar.
Yeah.
But again, if I have a choice between Russell Wilson and Teddy Bridgewater, I'm taking Russell Wilson every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
And I understand that because he's proven it more because he's played more.
Correct. I think not only that, but I think in all honesty, Pete Carroll's offense.
See the value there.
I get it. But I think in Pete Carroll's offense and the way he runs the team, I think Russell Wilson and his skill set are held back. I think with Sean Payton allowing him to chuck it up, I mean, the guy has made Doug Baldwin a legit receiver. Doug Baldwin. Nobody's breaking down the door to get Doug Baldwin. Now, the one thing that does allow me to have some pause is that you had Jimmy Graham and you couldn't do anything with him. But that
has
a lot to do
with Jimmy.
What gives me
pause is you'd have to give up a lot in that draft.
Oh, to get Russell Wilson?
Okay.
No doubt.
And you're going to have to pay him over $100 million.
Yeah, you got to pay him. Because Kirk Cousins got 3 years, $84 million fully guaranteed.
So that's what I'm getting at. You better be.
You better be sure.
Forget darn sure. This is why, again, I hear what Deuce is saying. But at the same time, again, this is the seesaw, right? Give me back and forth. I would go with Teddy or something else based on most of the bulk of your team is going to have to get paid the next 3 to 4 years.
Yes.
3 to 4 years.
Over the next 3 years.
You're giving a quarterback $100 million. You're going to be right back where you were a couple of years ago where you couldn't make any moves because Drew Brees was the biggest part of your cap.
Correct.
And this one will be more than what Drew cost to you.
Yes.
Because his contract's going to be more.
I think you're in trouble
going to
money-wise.
But
that's what
I'm talking. So that's what I'm getting at. I get the premise on it, which you see what he can maybe get you, what he's – I understand all of that. But I got 4 or 5 guys I'm going to have to pay top 5, if not top 3, if not top money, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going with a slightly younger QB – who's at least been to the playoffs, who will be 3 years in my system, that will do, and I will learn what to do. Because as you said, in this offense, with the talent and the team, again, we're looking at next year.
Correct.
Another year of development with some of these young guys. We ain't even talk about anybody I mean, gets in this draft.
Correct.
Or Davenport might come into his own in year 3 to 4. I need you to not get out, like I've always said about the LSU quarterback. Can you snap the ball without tripping over your feet?
Pretty much.
Hand it off to an NFL's first round running back and toss it to an NFL first round or second round receiver. Can you just do that for me? Like, I've never understood why under Les Miles they wanted this dual threat. There was no need for, when you don't have receivers, when you don't have a running game, you need a quarterback to make plays for you.
Correct.
When you have NFL first round wideouts and running backs, the last thing your quarterback should be doing is taking away snaps or receptions from them.
That is a very good
point. I never understood that. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, we want George Jefferson. No.
No.
George Jefferson is not an NFL running back, and he's not Odell Beckham. Why do you have quarterbacks running? I never understood Never got it.
Oh, I mean, for all intents and
might have been
purposes,
holding that back for a while.
It felt like it.
It's just ridiculous. It's just like at some point, then somebody just pulled coach. You do know we have first-round draft picks at the skill positions, right?
It would make sense for somebody to kind of whisper that to him every now and then.
I mean, you're in Conference USA and you get like one guy that might go to the league. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. But you even have, they aren't doing it. They're airing the ball out all over the place. I mean, America.
Like I said, LSU going into last season had the most players out of one university in the NFL.
Still.
And they were still up until last year looking for a quarterback. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Snap. Deliver the ball, get out the way. It's all I needed him to do. And Joe Burrow, pretty much like, look, and last year they didn't have that backfield, which is why I think this year you're not going to see him run as much.
No, I think Joe, and now they also have Joe Brady, I believe, over there with him. So, I mean, I think they're going
to deliver the ball to your 4-5-star wideouts. You got a pair of freshman running backs that are incredible.
Yeah, no question.
Toss it to them, hand it out, get out the way.
Yeah, just. Can you complete a third down pass for a first
down?
That's
all I need to do. Yes, occasionally make the right read, deliver the ball, watch, you know, call out the blitz. Other than that, I don't need him running the triple option or, you know, smacking his hands. Just read the defense, man. Put your players in the right position.
Well, before we go to break, let me give you an ulcer so
no,
we can discuss
man.
This. Check out CBSSports.com, Will Brinson, and they have Seattle trading for Russell Wilson to the New York Giants. Right after that, they've got your Tampa Bay Buccaneers selecting none other than LSU linebacker Devin White.
Shiver me timberlands, as you like to say.
Yes. Another linebacker from LSU that you have to deal with in the NFC South.
I mean, again, that is, of all the draft picks, that one just screams the right one.
Yeah, like it's going to happen.
Quan Alexander leaves. There's a void. There's Devin White for you. Ugh. Come on, Raiders, grab them.
Somebody has to.
Why wouldn't the Raiders go that unless they move up? Right, let's talk a little bit. We got so many things to talk about. We're doing 6 hours today. Joey, you're staying late. We're just going to keep talking. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you want to get into information technology? Great idea. Who's going to get you there? My Computer Career, the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade, or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years? Training to start an IT career is all we do. It's all we've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga, feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Oye, amigo, it is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Guys, I got a feeling something big's going to happen during the show today.
All right, 2 minutes, get out of here.
What?
Like, honestly, so useless. You got a feeling. Thanks for sharing it with us and
You'll
just
see.
Stopping the show. Okay, great. Thanks for coming with all your sources.
I feel like nothing's going to happen today that's big.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Get out of here. The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I
have... online or in person.
Not saying that you had anything to do with this, Brian.
Did I?
In the least. I'm supposed to throw out the first pitch Thursday. Cubs taking on the Iowa Cubs. Baby Cakes taking on the Iowa Cubs at the Shrine and Airline.
Oh, you can't wait to just call
Thirsty
it a Cubs,
Thirsty Thursday.
Dollar beers.
I was going to walk up to the mound.
Yeah.
Baseball in the right hand. Carver being held with my left arm to the mound. Off the cap to the one or two people that they'll boo me.
Because you're going to wear Cubs gear, aren't you?
And then proceed to whoosh, right in there for a nice little tight, hard strike while holding him to show balance.
What are you throwing?
To show ability. I'm going two.
Okay.
Two seam.
Okay.
Although the four kind of gives me a little more, you know, I need a good grip.
You don't want movement.
Yeah, yeah.
You just want straight over the plate.
I just want a good grip.
Throwing the heat.
So I'm just going to grab two. And we're going to go that way. Jordan has predicted I will fall. Be off balanced and drop, you know, and it, catastrophe.
Well, because you'll be Graph holding Carver, I'm not going to hope that
yeah,
happens.
It's not going to happen.
Now, I have seen you deliver.
I have been practicing.
I've seen you do it before.
Yeah.
But I have to give you your credit.
Yeah.
Last time,
yeah.
Right over the plate. Strike.
Yeah, a little tailing action towards the right, you know, part of the plate. There,
It looked solid last time.
Yeah, it looked like I meant to do it.
But you are older now.
I am much older.
You're not as coordinated.
No.
You'll be holding a kid.
Holding a kid.
And chances are...
I'll get struck by lightning. 100% probably. Chance rain on Thursday.
Yeah, probably. I would hope that Carver's able to duck and roll.
I'm not saying you had anything to do with this. But literally out of nowhere yesterday, I look at the app and it's like, when's the first pitch thing? I'm like, Thursday. She goes, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's probably going to
storm. I'm like, what? I was invited. I'm not like, just going to show up. I thought that she was referencing she didn't believe it.
Yeah.
And she said, no. 100% chance raise. As a matter of fact, storms like this weekend, apparently, to Margaret Orr last night.
Yeah, and it's probably my fault because I brought the weather from up north.
1.5 to 2 inches of rain Thursday afternoon and evening. So,
I hope the pumps are working.
So apparently...
You won't be throwing out that pitch, will you?
I don't have confirmation that it's been postponed, but
here's what I think
it's not looking good right now.
You can be infamous if this happens. I mean, go viral.
Okay.
Instead of holding Carver... I want you to go find yourself some type of metal sword. And as you throw the pitch.
Hold it straight up in the air?
Hold it straight up in the air.
In honor of Game of Thrones coming
up? Yes, as if you've conquered the world because of this.
Scream, winter is coming as I'm getting pelted by rain.
There you go.
Mind you, there's no catcher because there's no one in the ballpark.
No.
Canceled.
No. Just go off.
Except you, because you will film it so it can go viral.
That's it. Okay. I'll be over there in the stand somewhere where it's nice and dry and safe. And I'll have a nice camera.
Holding a metal sword.
Yes. Some type of sword. I need this to happen.
Screaming winter is coming.
Yes. You know what? Full armor. That's what you need.
Full armor.
Yeah. Go for it. Instead of, you know what? Under Armour endorsement right there. Under Armour.
I see what you did there. That's fantastic, but now you want me to die. glad you find that funny. So one of the things I wanted to ask you here as well, because we're about to get up to the top of the hour break, and we'll go to the NBA playoffs and get some Pels action here. Luke Walton, your guy.
Yeah.
saved by being fired from the Lakers.
Oh, man.
Going to be over there with the Lakers. I mean, with the Kings now. It's official. He's the new Kings head coach. Look, a lot of people thought that's one of the reasons why David Griffin was going to L.A., the ties with LeBron and all that.
I think so.
I honestly think, I'm not even calling it LeBron fatigue. I'm interested to see what happens in this offseason.
Oh,
and where players decide to go. You got some pretty big names in free agency.
No question. If I'm a free agent, to be honest with you, I stay clean away from L.A. I mean, if I'm Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving or any of these other big-name guys, I stay away from L.A. And if I'm going to go to L.A., I'm not going to the Lakers. The Clippers are a better spot. They've got other teams. I think, honestly, I would love to see, just from an NBA fan's perspective, I'd love to see guys go to New York. I'd love to see the Knicks come back to some type of relevancy. That's just me. But if I don't want to be in L.A. simply because you're never going to be given the credit that you're due.
One of the things that's incredibly sad for me is as I'm looking at the pictures of, look at the inside of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Yeah, it's gone. Yeesh. One of the things that I think, we talked about this last week. I don't understand the need and necessity for Kevin Durant to be a villain. He got ejected.
Yeah.
In the game.
I saw that. Him and Pat Beverly.
I don't know why he became villain, Durant, but I'm with you. Like, Durant in New York.
Oh, I would love it.
Maybe. Because the reason I said this on Friday, and I'll ask you this, is we'll start next segment and talk about the playoffs here. I'm paying attention to Jazz and Celtics. That game was a little too tight. 122-90. Yeah. It opened up a bit, but Boston cannot lose. If you're one of those fans that, Pels fans that wants Jason Tatum.
Yeah,
Boston cannot lose in the first round of Utah.
No, not Utah. Boston's not playing Utah. Boston's
Indiana. Yeah, that's what I meant. Let's look at the Jazz-Rockets game. But yeah, my point is, you can't have that happen. It was a 10-point win, 84-74. Mm-hmm. But you can't have that happen.
No.
Because it's whether or not, I think it's contingent if Kyrie Irving stays. If he leaves, there's no way they can give up Jason Tatum.
They're not treating Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis if he leaves. Not at all. But here's the catcher. I don't necessarily know if Kyrie's going to stay even if they win. I think he wants out, and I think it's all because of the narrative that was painted, the Celtics can win without me. And Kyrie is a very sensitive dude. He's a weird cat. So I think he might look at it and be like, oh, you can? Really? Okay, do it. I'm out. And I think the lore of playing with Kevin Durant, because, you know, all of a sudden now they're the best of friends. I think that kind of bodes well for New York. And if you're going to do it, why not do it in New York? You've already played with LeBron. Playing with Kevin Durant should be a lot easier. New York just seems like a great landing spot. And hopefully it could be a great landing spot for Anthony Davis as well.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's one of the things that stands out to me, Brian. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on the playoffs. Robert Emmett is going to join us at 1:15, kind of talk about the golf in there. And then I want to kind of just get into, especially at 2:30, we'll have some fun. You saw the NCAA tournament. You saw March Madness.
Yeah.
Who do you like? Who do you want? How would you go this? And look, May 14th, I'm excited.
Let's go.
Pels right now head into the lottery. 7. 26% chance of getting a top four pick. I'd love a top four pick. I'd be so happy if you can just get 4, 3, 2, obviously 1. But we'll see. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Let the bells ring.
Cracker Barrel has the deals. Shop now online or in person.